Simon & Schuster Audio presents Firestarter, a novel by Stephen King. Read by Dennis Boutsakaris.
In memory of Shirley Jackson, who never needed to raise her voice. It was a pleasure to burn. Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. New York, Albany. 1.
"Daddy, I'm tired," the little girl in the red pants and the green blouse said fretfully. "Can't we stop?"
"Not yet, honey." He was a big, broad-shouldered man in a worn and scuffed corduroy jacket and plain brown twill slacks. He and the little girl were holding hands and walking up Third Avenue in New York City, walking fast, almost running. He looked back over his shoulder and the green car was still there, crawling along slowly in the curbside lane.
"Please, Daddy, please."
He looked at her and saw how pale her face was. There were dark circles under her eyes. He picked her up and sat her in the crook of his arm, but he didn't know how long he could go on like that. He was tired, too, and Charlie was no lightweight anymore. It was 5:30 in the afternoon, and Third Avenue was clogged. They were crossing streets in the upper 60s now, and these cross streets were both darker and less populated, but that was what he was afraid of. They bumped into a lady pushing a walker full of groceries.
"Look where you're going, won't you?"
she said, and was gone, swallowed in the hurrying crowds. His arm was getting tired, and he switched Charlie to the other one. He snatched another look behind, and the green car was still there, still pacing them, about half a block behind. There were two men in the front seat, and he thought a third in the back. "What do I do now?" He didn't know the answer to that. He was tired and scared, and it was hard to think. They had caught him at a bad time, and the bastards probably knew it. What he wanted to do was just sit down on the dirty curbing and cry out his frustration and fear. But that was no answer. He was the grown-up. He would have to think for both of them. What do we do now? No money. That was maybe the biggest problem after the fact of the men in the green car. You couldn't do anything with no money in New York. People with no money disappeared in New York. They dropped into the sidewalks, never to be seen again. He looked back over his shoulder, saw the green car was a little closer, and the sweat began to run down his back and his arms a little faster. If they knew as much as he suspected they did, if they knew how little of the push he actually had left, they might try to take him right here and now. Never mind all the people, either. In New York, if it's not happening to you, you develop this funny blindness. Have they been charting me? Andy wondered desperately. If they have, they know, and it's all over but the shouting. If they had, they knew the pattern. After Andy got some money, the strange things...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?